So, we're going to ring an Italian address up, and we're going to see if they answer the phone with pronto. It's taken us 2.5 hours to get this together. If they answer the phone with pronto, then we know the callers are smarter than us, because that's what somebody says, that's what they do in Italy. Are you doing it now? Are you doing it now?
I'm not exactly.
Because that's what's breaking it down, you see, this kind of a manual way of doing it. As soon as we're ready to go to the Italian phones,
I think the number has been dialed, and it should be there.
We should be able to hear it. That's always exciting. I've got it on number one, phone line, Italian restaurant. Here we go. I can't hear a thing. Not a thing. Hey. What does that mean?
Means,
nothing. It's gone boo.
Oh, hang on, that's probably the dining tone.
Shh. That's how they ring. Already it's good.
Pronto?
Now, what did she say? What did she say? Did she say pronto? I put the phone down on her, which is a rotten thing to do, but we said we were going to put the phone down on her. Did they say pronto? Really? They're in there all congratulating themselves. Really? Was that pronto? Did she say pronto? I thought she said the name of the restaurant.
It sounded like pronto.
But it was pronto.
Was it?
Pronto.
Pronto. Yes.
So the listeners are smarter than us.
In this, on this,
it's a listener
point.
Victory. Oh man! All right. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Now, if anyone else wants to ring in and say, in Norway they actually say, you know, will this do or something, then we may be able to strike back. But at the moment, the listeners, it took 2.5 hours for the BBC to put that call through. I wouldn't look quite so pleased with yourself in there. Oh, everyone's going, oh, they went very, very well. There it is. Drinks all round. Expenses. Now, who's put it on the expenses for? Well, I think I did. I dialed it. So yes, in Italy they do answer the phone with prompt.